That's the spirit.
Right, wait to turn the mic on right when I see the swear word.
John. Hello, Peter.
Hello there. How's it going?
It's good. It's good.
Hey, Peter, right off the bat, thanks for accepting my Facebook request. A friend thing.
I feel I've come up in the world. You're like, as a friend, that's good.
Bloody oath, mate. We've spent some quality time here. You've taught me more than any teacher probably ever has, to be honest. Whereabouts are we going today, mate? Are you there, Peter?
Chinese religious situation.
Oh, there he is.
Yes. Now, Peter, I'm kind of interested. Is it? So the state in China is basically stamping out religion. Is that the case to an extent?
I mean, the Chinese state has always had a department for religious supervision.
Interesting.
Because they are always in perpetual fear that, you know, groups will organize not under the control of the state and therefore pose a risk to the unity of the state. And, you know, that they have also, they interfere massively in education, for example. Mm. It's very intriguing to me that I saw a report from the very same Beijing University that, you remember, I gave those lectures in,
right,
back in October. They arrested a student and took them away from the east gate of the institution for organizing, believe it or not, a Mao Zedong commemoration day.
Who's that?
Now, you might have thought that was pretty much approved in the Chinese scene.
Sorry, who is that person? Mao Chi, what?
Mao Zedong.
Who's that? Sorry, mate. I'm not caught up with my...
Mao Zedong was the great leader of China for 40 years.
Okay.
Founder of the Communist State, author of the Little Red Book, but now regarded under the current leadership, if you show too much enthusiasm for Mao Zedong, you're regarded as something of a danger.
Right. Yeah, I mean, so, I sent you an article from The Observer. I assume they're regarded in a sense. In China, they're closing churches, jailing pastors, and even rewriting scripture. That sounds pretty full on, doesn't it?
Yes. Now, I mean, to put this in context, though, we do have to bear in mind that these churches are unregistered churches anyway.
Ah, right. Little rogue little churches.
They're not little. They're very, very large. There's a whole strand of these unregistered churches. See, the government set up a system whereby the Catholics have to be in the Catholic Patriotic Association, which the Vatican has recently sort of made peace with. The Protestant churches have to be a member of the China Christian Council, which is the so-called three-self movement, where every church has a Communist Party member on their board who just keeps a watch on what's going on.
Hmm.
But the unregistered churches have completely rejected this approach.
Okay.
And they have incredibly flourished in the last 20 years. So that the church, the particular church that you described, what was the numbers attending? It was up in the big numbers, wasn't it? I think in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Hmm.
I think it came from one of the biggest... There are parts of China on the coast which are very, very strongly Christian. And although the government wouldn't care to acknowledge it, it's probably 30% Christian in one of the provinces of China.
Yeah. Apparently, the Zion Church in Beijing has been banned after its pastor refused to install CCTV. Fucking hell, it's like any little reason, they're like, that's it, you're out.
Yes, yeah. And so they simply imprisoned anybody, and people have tried holding open air, you know, services to continue.
Wow.
And have been caught by the police and tracked down. So it's odd that this is regarded as a major threat.
How aggressive are these, like, shutdowns? Are they, like, you know, like people going with, like, a little bit of the army kind of thing? Or what's the vibe there?
Oh, it's been very, very hard, though.
Right, right.
The church had hired a large warehouse, you know, in the fashion of warehouse warehouse churches.
Like a temporary kind of...
And they simply sealed the building off and arrested anybody who tried to enter.
Wow.
And they arrested the senior pastor.
Wow, man. It's crazy to think of that in this time. And I'd consider China to be pretty progressive these days, but obviously not in this sense.
Oh, you see, people have increasingly realized over the last 2 years that the new president has made his thought and the book of his philosophy to be mandatory upon Chinese people.
Oh, God.
And so there's clearly a move back towards the Mao Zedong era, where you're trying to re-educate all Chinese to conform to the government structure. Now,
what a shame.
Well, it's more than a shame, because I mean, this is clearly regarded as a serious threat, that as China becomes more prosperous, the ability to control it, the party struggles more and more to do so. And so that's why they're looking around for threats and picking them off one by one.
Mm. Are China in a position now where the people will perhaps kick up a fuss, or will they just follow what the big boss man says?
Chinese people, my impression from Beijing and from talking to quite a lot of people, is that most Chinese have no real interest in politics.
Right.
They don't regard politics as a threat. They regard the state is basically working to keep them safe.
Okay.
And that they want to make sure that their money is not defrauded by anybody, and that their savings schemes are all okay. And as long as the government does that and enables them to enjoy themselves and buy a car, because the dream of all Chinese, you know, is material prosperity, then the groups that are a threat to the state will not be supported.
Now, what's the state's wider objective other than the control? What are the ultimate outcomes for them if they do have this control?
I think the state's wider objective, I mean, has something to do with the threat from the USA.
Ah, because the USA is Christian. Is that sort of...
Yeah, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Undoubtedly, those factors are all read on the state.
Right. And are they like going, oi, don't do Christianity, do this particular religion?
No. They are very happy for people to hold whatever religious views they like, so long as the organisations subscribe to and support the state.
I see. That explains the CCTV and all that kind of stuff they want in there.
That's right.
So, outside of religion, what are the wider threats coming from the US towards China that they're trying to prepare against?
Freedom, well, John. Making America great again. Stuff like that.
Yes. And remember that the Belt and Road proposal of China is its counter-proposal to US influence, to massively extend Chinese influence into a very, very wide variety of states. I mean, we're watching that play out in our own country as our government has to decide, is Huawei a threat, you know, and to what extent can Chinese be allowed to be given equal playing with American organizations and other organizations? I mean, we're going back into a new type of Cold War.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds grim. I don't like it. I thought China was on the up and up, and now they're just doing slippery little crap like this.
Well, this is part of the character by which the Chinese state has become strong. It's by interfering in everything.
Control.
Interfering in everything, but I guess, you know, they're looking at the other team and seeing what they can do to counter their activity, aren't they?
Indeed, yes. And I mean, as far as they're concerned, and I mean, you can well understand. I mean, Trump looks crazy enough from our angle, but from the Chinese angle, there's a certain monstrous quality to Trump.
Oh, man, if I was a runner of a country, I'd be like batting down the hatches.
Yes, that's right. I mean, it's very serious for them. And so they've got to take some steps to protect their national interests. And unfortunately, they'll just grab and identify anything in China that weakens their ability to do so, and they'll shake it up a bit.
Oh, someone's just saying, hey, not appreciating putting all the Chinese people in a box regarding politics.
We're actually just talking about
China right now. That's all. That's why we're...
Yes, and I mean, most of my informants are Chinese people who've, you know, given a whole variety of perspectives.
Well, I think most people in China are probably Chinese people too. So.
Yes, yeah, that's right. And I mean, a lot of Chinese people in China very cheerfully talk about this. Also recall that in China, I mean, all people are not the same. There's a significant, the people, the remnant, the minority peoples who are carefully coordinated. And I mean, they pose a threat to the government. I mean, far bigger threat than the Christians is the Muslims in the Western provinces.
Right.
Who actually have shown rebellious tendencies, who are very unhappy with the way they're being coordinated. And I'm sure that that Muslim threat has made Chinese more aware of threats from other religious groups.
Interesting, interesting. Hey, thanks, Peter. That's quite a topic. I mean, we probably could have got dug in deeper on that one, considering your knowledge on it. But yep. Let's reconvene next week for another edition.
Excellent. Very good.
Thank you very much. See you later.
See you. Bye-bye.